Joyful Blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at the archetypal mysteries of Taurus through the lens of shamanic astrology. In shamanic astrology, we see each of the archetypes of the signs as being a specific mystery school that has a focus on certain qualities or certain aspects. And in the Taurus Mystery School, the focus is on the exploration and investigation of beauty, pleasure, intimacy, and receivership as the path to wholeness, the path to fulfillment, to enlightenment, or said another way, as the path to God. So we'll be investigating these different aspects of the Taurus mysteries, and also just to give a little background, it is an earth sign. Taurus is an earth sign. It is also a feminine sign, and it is very much related to the body, to the physical embodiment, to what we perceive through the senses, and particularly when we think about pleasure, intimacy, beauty. All of those are things that are experienced through our physical senses, as well as other parts of our emotional and. But it's about really being embodied. It's about being fully able to appreciate the experience of embodiment. And Taurus has had a lot of wounding from the patriarchal culture. We will talk maybe a little bit about that. But mostly, we'll be focusing on the healthy expression of Taurus. So as an earth sign, a feminine sign, it is also a sign that we associate with the qualities of self-interest. And the fixed signs in the astrological mysteries of the more traditional way of looking at it, we have the cardinal signs, and those are the signs that begin the seasons, Aries, Cancer, Capricorn, Libra, and they're all associated with an equinox or a solstice. And in shamanic astrology, we call those particular signs the householder signs, and I'll share more about that in future audios. And then there's the signs of self-interest that we in shamanic astrology refer to as the signs of self-interest, and those are the fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. And the reason that we refer to them as the signs of self-interest is because they all are focused on self-interest in some way. And I won't go through all of them right now, but of course, Taurus is interested in the pleasurable experience of being embodied and being in the garden of earthly delight. And so we're not saying self-interest as a bad thing, but unless we have an ability to experience life through our own self, through our own experience, through a place of having a sense of self, it's harder to move into places of being in true and genuine service, because we don't even know who we are. So the signs of self-interest really help with that. I am recording this audio at a time when Jupiter is about to go into Taurus in 2011. It will go into Taurus on June 4th, 2011, and it's been almost 12 years since it was in this sign. So it's a very timely time to be looking at these particular mysteries as Jupiter. I'll do a whole other audio on the expansion of Jupiter in the Taurus mysteries. And this is an audio that's designed to be useful for any time. So anytime we have planets traveling through Taurus, there's certain initiations that may be taking place, awarenesses and so on. And in the month of May 2011, we have a Venus-Mars conjunction in Taurus, a sacred union symbol, and many other things that are taking place that suggest that this is a time when the Taurus mysteries are being highlighted. So calling upon those energies to help inform this audio is something that we're that I'm doing. And anybody who has strong Taurus on their chart, so any of the personal planets, like the Sun, Moon, Venus, Mars, or Mercury, Jupiter and Taurus, of course, those people are in a Taurus, in a Jupiter return this year. If you have angles, what's rising or setting, the midheaven or its opposite point, if any of those are in Taurus, then it's personal to you. And then, of course, anybody who has the nodes in Taurus will be having a transit over those at this particular time. But more importantly, if your north node is in the second house, your south node is in the second house on your natal chart, then that is an, or any planets in the second house, that is the Taurus house from the perspective of shamanic astrology. So the Taurus mysteries are designed to be the investigation of what it really means to bring spirit into matter, to fully savor and enjoy it, to experience beauty in form, and that is in the form of the body and also the experience of personal pleasure. And we'll go more deeply into to these aspects. It's about being in the moment for as long as possible. Taurus is, of all the archetypes, the one that is most about being in the garden of earthly delight. And how can we really fully experience anything unless we're willing to be engaged, fully engaged in that for as in that moment, be fully present in that moment for as long as possible. So that is some of the aspects that have to do with the Taurus mysteries. The goddess energy that represents Taurus is Aphrodite, and she is one that is known to be interested in her, how beautiful she is. She's a goddess of love and beauty, and that is a total description of Taurus. However, Aphrodite is not beautiful to satisfy or to live up to someone else's standard. She appreciates her beauty from her own standard in a way that feels good and feels fulfilling to her. So, and she's very aware that she's beautiful just the way she is. She doesn't have to do special things. So one of the ways that the Taurus mysteries have been wounded in the current culture is that there is an external standard of beauty that has been created that people are doing their best to live up to. We could say the perceptions, the cultural standards of beauty. So what we're talking about here is not a standard of comparison or based on what the culture says is beautiful. We're also not saying that beauty is the opposite of something like ugly. And it's not based on what anyone else says is beautiful. It's what your own sensory in the body felt experience of beauty is. And it's you know that you're experiencing beauty when it increases your sense of pleasure. And it activates a whole body experience. So beauty then is something that is a sensory experience, but it's not just our physical senses. It's that sense of expansion of our spirit and our sense of being. So there's many different kinds of beauty. It's interesting that we do have a certain, you know, there's certain kinds of beauty that we may be attracted to. And there was research that was done that women who have hourglass figures literally are more fertile. Now, that doesn't mean that women who don't have an hourglass figure aren't fertile, but it does. They were able to measure and find that women who did have an hourglass figure tended to be more fertile, and that is perhaps, and they were, you know, speculating, perhaps one of the reasons that that has been something that has attracted men, because they're, you know, the urge to procreate is also part of, you know, what we might be attracted to. But that's not necessarily the type of beauty that we're talking about from the Taurus perspective, because this is this is something that transcends physical beauty. Although we may appreciate the physical beauty and we may have an experience of that, and it may be a part of something that's a deeper experience, but it's not just the, you know, the skin deep or the surface expression of beauty. So I think it was Socrates who said that he prayed that he would be beautiful within. And then Shakespeare talked about, in nature, there's no blemish except that what's in the mind, and, none can be called deformed but the unkind. So, he was saying basically that if you're unkind, then you're not beautiful. So beauty is also a virtue. It's kindness. Kindness is beauty. Love is beauty. There can be different kinds of beauty, like wild beauty, simple beauty, natural beauty, intense beauty, gentle beauty, inspired beauty. We might also experience beauty from a story that touches our heart deeply, and we experience it as a beautiful moment, looking into the eyes of a friend or a parent or a child or a lover. These are the moments that transcend ordinary reality and expand the heart. And the feeling that happens in that moment is felt in the whole body. So true beauty is really transformative, and it's difficult to capture in words. So there could be the beauty of a touch or of a sound, of a sight, of a smell, of a taste, and all the senses can be inspired by beauty. Some other ways of looking at beauty is that it's virtuous, noble, kind, generous, innocent. It's humble, graceful, heroic, confident. So these are some of the ways that we can describe beauty. But ultimately, we could say beauty is whatever inspires us in the moment. It might be that we're, you know, looking at majestic mountains or a stunning sunrise or sunset, or again, the idea of gazing into the eyes of someone that we feel very close to. So ultimately, beauty is touching your heart, it's inspiring your soul, and it's speaking to your spirit. So just to kind of complete with this a little bit, I just wanted to say Taurus is about exploring beauty. We will look at the other aspects of the Taurus mysteries in the follow-up audio. But there was something that I wrote in the Celestial Timings. This actually was originated in a journal writing that I did some years ago. And it was really about embracing and receiving the gifts of beauty. And when we can do that with gratitude and appreciation, it really helps to raise our vibration. And so when we remember to acknowledge the gifts that we receive every day, when we remember to acknowledge that there is beauty in this life, it will draw more beauty to us. So I wrote this thing called Beauty Blessings, and I'm going to share it with you. And then part two will follow up on the rest of the Taurus mysteries. So here goes. Beauty heals me. Beauty restores me. Beauty nourishes me. Beauty supports me. Beauty sustains me. Beauty enhances me. Beauty uplifts me. Beauty expands me. Beauty surrounds me. Beauty activates me. Beauty inspires me. Beauty is mine to experience. I am beauty. I live and express beauty. Beauty is me, and I am deeply grateful for all the blessings of beauty I receive every day.